أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا. إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat or the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this great ni'mat that Allah had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Qur'an. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the disbelievers, that their desire, their love for hastiness, that is this material world, is great in their hearts, and they have left out their thoughts about the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدَنَا أَسْرَهُمْ. We created them and we strengthened their joints. Created them will mean insan. And in different ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created within insan. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. In ourselves itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, and Allah has placed so many different ni'mats. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very unique ni'mat of Allah. وَشَدَدَنَا أَسْرَهُمْ. And we strengthen their joints. Now if you look at a person that travels this journey of life, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, by and large, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given so much of strength to the joints of his body that he carries on using it and continues using it. The ulama have asked us to just take note of the fact that these joints on our fingers, how many thousands of times we use it every day. And it continues going and going and going. And that is the strength that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given these joints. If we equate it to the machinery of this world, then those machineries of this world will need some kind of maintenance on a yearly basis, seasonal basis, etc. But these joints go on and go on. Now, if we look at the other side of the coin, how much of shukr and how much do we appreciate these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? That is why in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us 360 joints of the body, and for us to give sadaqah for those 360 joints of the body is a compulsion. And then he explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that reading Salatul Duha, the two rakats in the mid-morning, that will be a compensation for the sadaqah of these joints that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this very great ni'mat. وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ tabdila. And when we desire, we will change the likes of them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wishes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have created us differently. Some mufassirin have stated that just imagine Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us without the movements of these joints. What would have happened to insan? We would have been like robots. We would have not had the privileges of doing the things that we do with the movements of these joints. Or alternatively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have replaced us with another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or alternatively, it refers to the fact that we've given you all this in this world, and then you will see that we will change you and we'll bring you back to life again on the day of Qiyamah. That in Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the reconstruction of the fingers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the joints. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَى. Certainly this is a tadhkira, this is advice, admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it has come down from Allah. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Again and again we'll find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminding us about the same thing, that whoever desires اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا, then he should take the path to his Rabb. Allah has given us all this in the Quran, all this hidayat on the Mubarak lips of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah has given us the free will. We either accept it or we do not accept it. So whoever exercises that free will that Allah has given us and accept this path towards Allah, this road of guidance and the sirat-i-mustaqim towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously is exercise that choice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. And it also shows us very clearly that hidayat is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do what we have to do, but then we leave everything to Allah. And the next ayat emphasizes this again. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you will not desire or will, you, referring to you, O entire mankind, the whole ummah actually can come together and have one desire, but they cannot desire but the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We can all desire together the hidayat of a single kafir, but if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not desire his hidayat, he is not going to get hidayat. And the likes of all of those matters and all those issues, that all depends on the desire of Allah, the chahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana aliman hakima. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowing, all knowing and hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered this message of the Quran. And look at that ilm and that knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed in this Quran-i-Kareem. And again, the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed. Allah has the knowledge of everything, and together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exercises His wisdom. يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits and enters whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills into His mercy. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enter us into His mercy in this dunya, by way of guidance and hidayat, and that rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us, and Allah ta'ala continues to shower His mercy upon us, and then in the qabr, and then on the day of qiyamah, that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continued to be showered upon us. وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And on the contrary, the disbelievers, the wrongdoers, the perpetrators, أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them a painful punishment, a painful chastisement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the two very, very clear paths. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always keep us on hidayat and guidance. And Allah ta'ala always keep us in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.